Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
Time for fleshly banging. Ain't got no time for the naysayers. I can do all things, cause I'm strengthened by my savior. Heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the lame walk. But you gotta fast and pray. I tell you, dog, that's kingdom talk. I've been saved and I ain't turning back. Going hard for the kingdom till the day the sky cracks. Like eternally. Man, can you picture that? Paid for by the cross that he bore on his back. The kingdom being preached sea to sea and coast to coast. Powered by the Holy Ghost.
I'm in beast mode.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Welcome back to Kingdom Talk Radio. You know who this is, man. This is your host, Tony Dyson. Let's go ahead and set the show in order for tonight, man. Giving honor to God, whom every day I make the head of my life, to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow, to my pastor, Bishop Anthony Taylor of the New Hope Worship Center, to my wife and all of you, man, that continue to support Kingdom Talk Radio. Thank you. It's a great day, man. God has been good. I got kind of thirsty before the show began. Kind of got sleepy, so I'm sipping on a rock star right now. So if I get out, man, don't blame it on the rock star. You hear me? And it's like the raspberry one too. But anywho, enough about that, man. Got to say what's up to all the supporters out there, man. Praise God for y'all listening in. Man, tonight is a special night, man. As you know, I've been a big supporter, man, of Mark Ant all the way back to PGC. You know what I'm saying? That's throwback. I'm talking about like Randall Cunningham throwback. But, you know, he's one of the founders, I believe, of Mad Music Inc., man. They've been putting out some great quality kingdom music, man. Great men of valor. And I'm telling you, man, this new song that he got called He Did It Again. Man, he did it at a show. Mark actually performed this song at a show, man, last year that I had the opportunity to host. And he actually, I believe, didn't he have a live band? I believe he had a live band playing behind it. But, man, I got to hear the finished product probably about 2 weeks ago. Man, I've been sitting on this song for like 2 weeks, man. And, you know, I always try to keep that respect level with the artists for the simple fact, man, you know, number one, you want your integrity to always stay intact. Now, I can't say that I ain't been bumping it around the crib, you know what I'm saying? But I did not let it out the bag for the simple fact, man, you know, we want to always keep the artist's integrity intact. And, you know, someone wishes that something's not released or leaked, you know, in order to keep your show and your name in good standing, you know, you got to preserve those wishes. But it's been in my queue, man, for like 2 weeks, man. And I'm like, man, I can't wait to play this joint. So check this out. On tonight, man, Kingdom Talk got an exclusive. We are going to give away 8 downloads, man, 8 free downloads a week early. All right? You asking how can you be down? All you got to do, number one, is call 347-996-5129, all right? Once you do that, it's going to put you in the queue. Now, because this is a Kingdom Talk exclusive, this is not a Facebook exclusive, this is not a Twitter exclusive, all right? But once you call in, I'm going to select you, and I am going to specifically text you the code. But do this, all right? And this is real talk, man. Through Kingdom Talk's support of Mark Ant and any other artist, man, when they allow me to do something like this to where, you know, we've purchased codes or whatever the case may be, the code that you are going to get is going to be your code, a one-time code, all right? That means do not share it. Do not send this music to anybody else. You know what I'm saying? We have to continue to support our artists. So I'm praying that you do that. If you're on the line right now and you know somebody else that supports Mark Ant and Mad Music, get on your Facebook right quick. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give away the first download at 7:10. All right? So that's 5 minutes from now. Get on Facebook right quick, man. Tag somebody who you know, support them. Or otherwise, if I'm left with all the codes at the end of the night, I'm free to do with them as I please. You know what I'm saying? So I will be sending them to other outlets. But look, we try to support here at home. We try to do things to grow the support here at home. So I'm going to say it like this. We don't even want to hear nothing after the fact. You feel me? So, man, the show tonight, man, is going to be a Mind Defeated. And we're really just going to kind of crack the surface, man, on our thought process and how it affects our everyday lives and how it affects our everyday actions. So stay tuned for that. Don't forget, Let Me Holler At You by Darren Johnson. And matter of fact, since we got 5 minutes before we give away the first code, let's go ahead and crack this. Can I Holler At You? We'll be right back with Kingdom Talk on Blog Talk in 5 minutos. Here we go.
And just like that, it's another wonderful week. It's that time of the week for, hey, Let Me Holler At You. So, of course, everybody's been watching the news, and, you know, I have a lot of friends that are of Middle Eastern descent, and there's been a lot of uproar that's been taking place with the ban that will prevent immigrants from coming in. First off, I don't even like the word immigrants. Who really has possession to this land anyway? But with this ban, I've been seeing so many people protesting across the world and marching up and down certain cities in the United States, and everybody's vocal and everybody's angry and everybody's moving in force and units in the airports. And I had to honestly ask myself, what if we fought out against wrong or sin the way that we get offended and are ready to come together for everyday offenses? And it's wrong, I got it. But how much worse is the things of the flesh that we don't speak out against, or we just overlook it because we're scared. We don't know that person. I don't want to say something. But if we spoke out against sin the way that we come together and have these protests, whether they're peaceful or not, maybe we could truly advance the kingdom of God like we say we want to do, like we speak out, like we write in our music, like we sing in our songs, stickers, bumper cars, whatever you want to name it. Maybe then we could really do some of the things that we talk about instead of a lot of Christian gang banging. You know, we got the Christians on the west side that, you know, still wear flags, and, you know, we got the down south Christians that still ride six foals, and, you know, we got the East Coast Christians, and you know, we clicked up. But when you look out into the world and you see what's taking place, there's no problem with people unifying to come against something that they feel is atrocious or is egregious. And I'm not concerned with anything that Trump does, because he makes no decisions that impact my life. My Lord and Savior controls all of that. But what if he is what's needed maybe to win over some of your family members that you're praying for because you won't speak out to them? people on your job, maybe Trump is what's needed to bring them to Christ because you won't minister to them. You too shy, you too in your box, you know. Your voice is silenced, you're timid. So what am I saying this week? What I'm saying is, all things work together for my good. All things. I don't care who's president. I don't care what bills get passed. I don't care what gets banned, what gets lifted, what gets vetoed. It don't matter, because all things work together for my good. And I believe that everything has a plan. And everything is going to work according to what he spoke into existence before the foundation of this world. So if you believe the same thing, you would stop letting the simple things of this world distract you, and you would keep your eyes on the prize, the bigger picture, which is salvation and winning souls, because he's surely and soon to come back. And if that's the case, and we know that, we wouldn't get distracted so easily. So I want everybody to stay encouraged, man. Stop letting little things throw you off and throw you in the loop, whether it's, I don't care, ISIS or you know, whatever. It's always something. It's something that they throw at you that distracts you temporarily, and we can't figure out what happened to it. Look at all these diseases that was supposed to be so potent as of recent, and they just disappeared. Came out of nowhere, disappeared out of nowhere. What did it distract you from? How much time did it take you away from reading or your prayer closet? How much time did you spend on your job talking about it instead of talking about things of value? So stay encouraged, man. Let the words come out your mouth be impactful and mean something, man. And next time you see me in them streets, you hear about me on the phone, all I want to know is, hey, can I holler at you?
Once again, man, that was Duren Johnson, man. Want to thank him. Every week, man, can I holler at you? And it's like, and we don't talk about, you know, the topic of the show. And when he sent me this yesterday, I didn't listen to it. So it's like, you know, I'm listening to it, you know, for the first time when y'all hear it as well. So I just like how constantly, man, it's just been in tune. So I'm going to get this young man on the line right quick, man, presenting some, introducing to others, man. Mark Ant, what's going on with you, bro?
Yo, what's up, Tony D?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. How you doing this evening?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, bro. Feeling good. Man, just, you know, just living life. Blessed, man.
Yeah, man, I've seen God been blessing, man. You know, you done moved up jobs, and then you done moved up jobs when you moved up jobs. So, man, that's what it do.
Yeah, man, like, it's just mind-blowing, like, the things God has been doing this last year and even this year, you know, still in the blessing business. So, yeah, man, I'm definitely grateful.
So, man, let's talk about this this single, man. He did it again. What's up with it, man? How did you get to that song?
Man, to be honest with you, you know how, you know, you being an artist yourself too, when you hear a track, sometimes it just click with you. And sometimes, you know, an idea just come to your mind automatically. So when my brother did on the track, when he sent it to me, man, I automatically, you know, that's the first thing that popped in my head was, like, he did it again. And, you know, the little hook came, like, I mean, I wrote this song in one night. You know what I'm saying? I'm up all night, rapping throughout the house, getting on wifey nerves. You know what I'm saying? Like, it came to me one night, and then I hollered at Rio for him to get on there. He blazed his verse, and then that's just how it came together. Like, it's just one of those, you know, those feel good, you know, gospel songs. You know, even though it's hip hop, it still got that good, you know, gospel centered message in it.
That's what's up, man. So this is actually the prelude of something bigger, man. What's going on in April?
Yeah, man, this is actually the first lead single off my new album entitled Never Forget. It's dropping April 28th. So, you know, it's been about 2 years since I released my first EP, the Motivation Music EP. And, you know, it's been a long journey, released some compilation music, some singles and videos up until this point. You know, just been going through a lot, you know, a lot more experience, a lot more life, a lot of more stuff to talk about. So I decided to name the album Never Forget, you know, just in remembrance of, you know, what God has done, what he's going to do, ultimately his finished work on the cross that's already been completed. So, man, it's going to be a nice project. I'm looking forward to everybody hearing what I've been working on. It's been about a year in the making, just getting the right tracks, the right features and stuff. So, yeah, man, April 28th, Never Forget.
Well, man, if we can have the honor of doing so, man, you know I would love to get that that exclusive again early, man, you know, so we can, you know, listening party, whatever the case may be, but we'll talk about that at a later date.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We definitely got to hook Kingdom Talk up with that exclusive, you know. So, yeah, man, it's nothing but a word.
All right, check this out, man. We got somebody on the line, man, calling from the 314. Your last four is 7755. Good evening. You're live on Kingdom Talk Radio. Who this is?
Yo, this is DeMario Oliver.
What's going on, man?
Man, nothing much, man. I just wanted to support my brother, man. I was online. I saw it. I'm off work, so, you know, hey, I don't usually give a night off work. Mark already knows, but I'm off work, man. Want to support, man. Say, man, he's doing a good job, bro. I've been kind of, you know, listening to some of the process of the project, man. And he has grown so much, bro, as a man, as a brother, as an artist, as a, you know, minister in the gospel, bro. And this song just really just, it encouraged me when he sent it to me. I was like, all right, hey, bro, that's what's up. Let me know when you're ready. I got you, you know what I'm saying? But, man, I just want to go ahead and big ups to him, man. And, man, just God bless you, bro. Like, straight up, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. And God going to keep doing it over and over and over again, bro.
Man, praise God, man. Hey, this dude, Rio, this dude is a huge blessing. And he was a part of my first EP, The Motivation Music. I think he got, like, three tracks on that one that he produced. And then on this one, we working at working together again. So, yeah, man, I definitely appreciate it, bro. Much love.
Right on.
Well, Rio, you know by you calling in, man, you know you don't get a free download, right?
No, I did not. I ain't want no free download. I just want to say go Falcons and, just, you know what I'm saying, show my support.
Oh, he gives me. You are the weakest link, sir. Goodbye.
God bless you, bro. All right, man, y'all have a good time, hey, man. Love y'all, bros, man.
Hey, do this, Rio, man. Continue to share it on your Facebook page, man, because I got these 8 downloads to give away, and I want to make sure they get home first, because if not, once you get off the air, man, I'm just going to send them away out of town. So let the people
definitely,
know. Be like, hey, y'all need to tune in.
God bless you, bro.
I'll
share it again. All right, one time, man.
That's what's up. All right, Mark, so this is what we finna do, man. Without further ado, man, we're going to go ahead and tune up this track right quick. So we'll be right back with more Kingdom Talk in 3 minutes and 25 seconds. Here we go.
Situation got me stressing, but Lord, I know you got a blessing. I could just be another lesson, but either way, I get the message. Cause I know how I feel to be brought high, I know how I feel to be brought low. Lord, help me trust you when my pockets full, help me trust you when I'm flat broke. Cause I remember we ain't have a car, I remember I had to ride the bus. Then you came in blessings with a car, time and time again, looked out for us. Cause I done been without a jet, and I done been without clothes, and I done been without a crib, and I ain't had a place to go. But with Travis Green, yeah, you made a way. I was thinking just the other day, when we had nothing in that bitch's brain. You came and put food on my dinner plate, made a web escape, stole a car, hit me, did a 360 on the interstate. I should be sleeping in my bed, gotta give you thanks each and every day. Hey.
What more can I say? Lord, I give you thanks. Yeah, you showed me grace, and you made a way. What more can I say? Lord, I give you thanks. Yeah, you showed me grace, and you made a way. You did it again.
He did it again. He did it again. He did it over.
5 seconds ain't enough time to talk about how God has did it again. And Mark, I'm going to go ahead and bring you back live on the air, man. Anybody who know anything about God, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about on a personal level. I mean, on a man, that wasn't nobody but God type level. Can really feel that soul, man. Because it's like we've all been in situations. And it's like, you know, the thing is this, man. It's like when we're going through the rough patches in life and we cry and we've paced the floor and we've prayed and we've cried and we've worked and we've sweated, you know, and then it's like that ray of sunshine shows up. And it's like God said, I told you I would never leave you nor forsake you. And it's like, and when he brings you out of that situation, it's just like, man, he did it again.
Man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man. I mean, it's a wonderful feeling to have that confidence, man, because, I mean, it's like mama will fail you. Father can fail you. Brothers and sisters will fail you. But it's like God will never fail you. And it's like when he brings you out again, man, and when he delivers you and elevates you and raises you above and pull you out of the dirt and pull you out of the fire, it's like he did it again.
Man, and you know what? Like, the crazy part about it is, the crazy part about this song, you know, even though it's my song and the more I listen to it, it just brings back, you know, to your memory, even times when you know you were not faithful to God. You know, times when you was out here tripping, wilding out, and he didn't have to come through. But, you know, God being rich in his mercy and his grace and his love, he still came through. You know, so like you said, 3 minutes and 25 seconds is not really enough time. But, man, I tell you, man, if I was to – I can make the whole album called He Did It Again.
Well, check this out, man. We got a caller on. I know who this is. Brother Pierre Lott, Laborers. What's going on, bro?
Not much, man. And you?
I'm blessed, man. How you doing this evening?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
So this is your cell phone, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, you just got a little something. Do you see it yet?
What's that?
On your cell phone, you just got a little something from me.
Yeah, I got it.
There you go, sir. That is your free download, man, till he did it again.
Oh, man. Thank you, bro.
Always, man. Mark Ant is actually still live on the phone, man, if you want to have some words with him right quick.
Yo, what up, Mark?
Man, what's up, bro? Man, how you been, man? Like, let me tell y'all something. Man, Pierre Lott, this is one of the realest dudes out of East St. Louis. It's one of the realest dudes, man. Man, straight up, like, man, Pierre, he one of them cats that check on you, that, you know, come out and support you. Like, I think I've seen this cat at every show, you know what I'm saying? At least 99% of the shows that I've been a part of or just came out to support, I always see this dude. So, man, salute, brother.
Thank you, man. You still continue doing your thing, bro.
Oh, man, no doubt. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Well, that's what's up, Pierre, man. I'm going to give away this other link right quick. We're going to jump into the show, man. I appreciate your support, man. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Laborers.
Laborers. All right, this bro just jumped in right quick, man. Y'all heard him earlier. This is Darren Johnson. What's going on, Mr. Can I holler at you?
Hey, what's going on? How you feeling tonight?
I'm blessed, bro. Your phone about to ring, man, about to ding or something. I just sent you a little something, something. You got it yet?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, that is the free download, man, to a week early of He Did It Again by Mark Ant. He actually live on the air, man, if you want to have words with him right quick.
Good deal. I'm definitely going to download it and check it out.
Oh, man, thank you. Appreciate it, man. I definitely enjoyed that 5-minute segment, too, at the beginning of the show.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. God bless you. I've been watching you for a little minute. Ain't really had time to rap with you, but, you know, I've been watching y'all since, you know, the former group was still there, and I don't know what y'all still doing, but I'm glad God is elevating you and, you know, you still doing what he's called you to do. So, you know, much respect to you for that, man. But I'm definitely going to download and check it out tonight.
Wow, praise God, man. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Darren, thanks for being part of the show, man. I love you, bro. That 5 minutes, man, is actually getting ready to go right into the context of the show, which is called Defeated in the Mind. And I'm going to jump in about 45 seconds, all right?
Wow, God bless y'all, man. Love y'all, too.
All right, bro.
All right,
Mark Ant, man. I know, man, you know what I'm saying? You a busy guy, man. You got the wife and the kid and, you know what I'm saying, the gym life going on. I appreciate you taking time out of your evening, man, just to come aboard the show, man. Thank you for allowing Keno Talk to have this exclusive. I got 6 more codes. I tell you what, because you have been so gracious to me, and I know the link that we have is for a certain amount of time. The show goes off at 8. If you could give me to like 8:45, and I got 6 more links that I can send out, and then you can go ahead and shut that link down after that. Does that work for you?
Yeah, no doubt. And just let me know however long you need me to leave it up. It'll be up until everybody get their download, and we'll work it out like that.
Okay, that's what's up, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, bro. Appreciate you.
Any final words before you go?
I just appreciate everybody that's been, you know, sharing my links on my page, listening to the music, downloading it, purchasing it, coming to shows over these past, you know, 4 or 5 years. I've been at this for a minute, so I just appreciate everybody that's been supporting, everybody that's been pushing me, and, you know, everybody that just encouraged me to keep going when I didn't feel like going. So, yeah, April 28th, never forget, like my Facebook page, Mark Ant. Facebook.com/ It's Mark Ant 314, Instagram and Twitter, just It's Mark Ant, and just keep in touch with me.
Will do, man. And I'm going to say this before you go, man, and I know I talked to you probably about a month or so ago, man. Your growth over the last couple of years, dude, has been, like, noticeable and astronomical, man, and I really thank God that he's placed you amongst a core group of individuals that, number one, is going to hold you accountable, and number two is that's going to continue to propel you, man. So God bless you.
Oh, yeah, man, no doubt. I almost forget. Shout out to my Mad Music fam, Lil D, Broken Vessel, a.k.a. Merv. Man, shout out to them. Shout out to my wife, my son, my Lighthouse Church family. I just appreciate, I love everybody. And, yeah, until next time, holla at me.
Will do. Talk to you later, bro. Have a great evening.
All right. Be blessed, bro. Love you.
Love you too, bro. All right, y'all. So we're going to jump right into the topic, man. I got like 20-something minutes. And this is just going to be part one tonight of Defeated in the Mind, man. It's crazy, like, right now. My wife always says something, man, that really sticks. Protect your gates, protect your gates, protect your gates. There was this movie, man, a few years back called Inception. Awesome, awesome movie, man. And I'm starting to get amped. This rock star is starting to kick in now, so it's about to go down. But this movie called Inception came out a few years back, and what happened with this movie was they would put an individual to sleep and then insert a thought into their subconscious. Now, this particular individual that they were actually targeting, he had trained his mind, okay? He trained his mind to consciously be aware while he was unconsciously dreaming, thinking, or whatever the case may be. So what happened was is that when they planted this thought or tried to plant this thought in his mind, there were barriers and like an army and all these obstacles that they had to overcome in order to plant this thought in his mind. It really made me think at least about the last 365 days of my particular life. Around about this time last year, the presidential race started to heat up, and we seen who was running, and, you know, oh, man, this person don't stand a chance, and, oh, man, that person don't stand a chance. And right at the end of the day, we all were blown away. And now here we are in the new year, and as we're seeing on TV, and Darren, man, your 5 minutes, dude, like really tied into this. But what we're seeing on TV and what we are seeing around us is allowing us to shape our minds in a negative fashion. Our word tells us to keep our mind and our hopes on those things that are eternal. And the thing is that right now at this point in time, we're being trained to live in the here and now. We're being led to just live for the moment. And the thing is about living in the moment is that in our mindset, we don't comprehend that living in the moment has eternal ramifications. We've allowed the color barrier to make us shrink back in, to make us feel like that we can't do this and we can't do that. And even now as the ban starts to take place on people of color. And I know somebody's going to say, well, we're people of color, but those other people, I've seen some people from Muslim countries that are just as dark as I am. I've seen some people from Mexico and other, you know, say South American countries that are as dark as I am, that have struggled like we struggled to try to get ahead. But now we'll continue to be separated and torn apart at the very fabric of humanity that has kept us together for so long. And what is really starting to get my gears turning is that the same people that are talking about they want equality, that they want everyone to be equal, are the same people that are talking about ban this person and build this wall. Now, I don't know about you, but if you fought tooth and nail to get where you are through the help of God, and you're on the very brink of having it taken away from you, that does have a mental impact. See, the war on black people never really ended. Now, those of y'all who know me know I have friends and acquaintances of many different shades of whatever color that you can probably name. But what I am simply saying is, since Dr. King and Malcolm X marched, and it's kind of like we forced humanity, we forced those that were in charge that called us one-fifth of a human to accept us, their kids were still raised with that mentality that we're only one-fifth or one-third of a human being. And somewhere down the line, someone made the inserted thought that we thought that we were better than anyone and everyone else, that we felt entitled. Well, see, through Christ Jesus, that's who entitles me. But there are times in our life that we worry so much about what man says and what man can do for us and what man can hold against for us that we forget that God can open doors that no man closes. And if a man closes the door, God will blow it off the hinges. And if he tries to board it up again, God will tear down the house. But somewhere in our flesh man complex, we've come up short. Our flesh man has taken over and has eroded away at our spirit man, that we don't think right, that we don't talk right, that we don't act right, that we don't react right. But see, the thing is that I have always looked at God. See, God never did anything reactive. God didn't accidentally make man and say, Well, I was going to say, oh, my God, I had to say, oh, myself, that I don't have a place for man to stay. God planned everything out. It's like we don't plan. And we don't plan because we don't care. And because we don't care, we don't think. Tell you like this, man. The rash of killings that went on with young black men and young black women across the U.S., it was put out as a subliminal text that we're nothing. To where literally animals, people who tortured animals, and people who mistreated animals got more of a consequence than it was to kill a black person. To where now the black community is on alert. That fathers, when they leave home in the mornings or at night to go to work to put food on the table, in their mindset, they're thinking about being defeated. The biggest way to control someone is to infiltrate their thought process, is to defeat them in their mind. Because when you break an individual and you break their train of thought and you break their concentration, then they follow whatever you say. Now, because our concentration has been broken, that means we have lost our connection with God. That means that we do whatever makes the flesh feel good, and we have no power, no authority, no say-so. People of God, when we are defeated in the mind, we're afraid to stand up for ourselves. We're afraid to stand up for our families. We're afraid to stand up for our kids. Being brainwashed, being led astray. And then we start to believe the lie that we're nothing. That we have no control, we have no power, we have no authority. That I'm always going to be sick. That I'm always going to be broke. That I'm always going to be unhappy. And a defeated mind starts to implode and collapse on itself. Because your spirit man is trying to tell you, you can do more. You were created to do more. And then the major war takes place. See, whether or not we acknowledge it, there's always two voices going on. The voice of our father and the voice of the adversary. And there are times to where if we're not thinking right and living right and acting right, that we can get those voices tangled. Being defeated in the mind does not allow you to have faith. Because when you have been defeated, you feel like that you've already lost. So how can I win? Y'all know what, man? I mean, like, seriously? At the end of the day, it is not about a competition between God and the devil. We make it seem like it's the competition. I'm here to win, so I hear you. But my thing is that you can win one game and lose the next one. I mean, look at the Patriots a number of years ago. They went undefeated into the Super Bowl. And they lost the big one. And I hope they lose again this Sunday, but we'll talk about that another time. Yeah, I put that in there. But when you have been defeated in the mind, you lay down to be walked over and trampled upon. It's like you scavenge just to live, you know what I'm saying, just enough. But live by just enough, get just enough, eat just enough, make just enough. When our Father who is in heaven owns it all. So just enough is not in his vocabulary. It is actually a vocabulary of abundancy. But when we have been defeated and we don't know who we are and we don't know what to say and we don't know how to say it, then the world can tell us anything, can tell us anything. See, being defeated in the mind will tell you that when you leave home, if you got on, if you don't have on the whole armor of God, and you know there's something in your life that ain't right, it makes you want to, you know what I'm saying, tote that pistol like it's your shield. It makes you afraid to live. It makes you afraid to do anything because you have been defeated in the mind. We've all been knocked down. We've all been sucker punched. I mean, quite frankly, man, in some of our lives, we've all gotten up from a battle looking like Rocky. Busted eye, busted lip, busted nose, can't hardly see. But the word says that we walk by faith and not by sight. But just because in the middle of this battle we look like Rocky, does it mean that we can't come out feeling like Ali? I ask you on this day, what is your mindset saying about you? Who is shaping your mindset? And when I say who is shaping, it could be mother, father, husband, wife, sister, brother, pastor, members. If someone is always speaking negative into your life, they are shaping your mind. That's why it's important to always speak greatness into your spouse. That's why it's always important to speak greatness into your kids. That's why it's always important to speak greatness upon those that you love. Let them receive it. But the sad thing is, especially in the black community, and I touched on this last week very briefly, time, to where it seems like that it's been so long since we've had anything that when we get something, we run through it and are reduced back to nothing. And because we have nothing, we want everyone else to have nothing with us. Not so. Defeated in the mind. What is your purpose? What is your plan? What does God say? From this moment forward, and this is a pep talk for me too, man. From this moment forward, see yourself where you want to be. See yourself having greater, doing greater, being greater. Then walk towards it. Don't worry about the traps, the footholds. Because the word says that God will make our enemy our footstool. Are you ready to go higher? Are you ready to come out from a trapped mind? You know, it's funny how many people now, that if you mention the word, I'm sorry, the name Jesus, people think that you're religiously trapped. Well, your Jesus is not real. Well, he's done more for me than you have. It's funny, the closer we try to get to God, the more that comes out that tries to separate us and pull us apart. Humanity is being ripped apart right now, man. And it's like, if we don't stand up and show our love for one another, it is going to be a huge, huge problem. So Sometimes what people put out will attempt to degrade you and shape others' idea and opinion of you. But don't be defeated. Call on the line, man. I believe I know who this is. From the 804. Good evening. You're live on Kingdom Talk Radio. All right, caller from the 814.
Hey,
your last four is 209. There you go.
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Can you? Oh, man, I'm doing good. You know, I had to sit in, and since I'm on injured reserve right now, I had to sit in and listen to the show.
Cool. And this is your cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just, because we were actually giving away Mark Ant's single, He Did It Again. I just sent it to you for free download, sir.
Okay, cool. All right, now.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's what it do. So, man, Brother Orlando, you got any words for tonight, man?
Just everything that you were saying, man, is to hit it right on the head. We got to I got to take that, too, and put it on a T-shirt. We got to learn how to untrap our mind and follow the word and be more obedient on what God has placed out there for us. We have more power, untapped potential, and untapped power that we don't utilize. And it's all of us, black, white, you know, Mexican, whatever. It doesn't matter. All of us. There's untapped power out there that God has given to us that we just refuse to utilize. And we must change our viewpoint, and we must change, you know, the way that we act and react to things so that we can tap into that power that's already out there for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And I'm going to use you for example right quick, man, as your show starts to wind down. When I met you last year, man, you know, you were doing a few different shows. But you had in your mind, like, man, you know, we're going to get licensed somehow, some way. And instead of looking at the obstacle ahead of you, you just continue to build your contacts and continue to build your shows, and now you're licensed.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And I know that was a huge feat for you.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
now that's,
man, I thank you for tuning in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that was, you know, all glory to God for, you know, keeping the relationships fresh that, you know, that he allowed me to build. And being able to, you know, get with, you know, your buddy and mine, you know, Jim, you know, the Disciple Connors, and be able to work with him alongside of his company and be able to, you know, make the vision come true and be able to build on that and keep moving. So, yeah, man, God is good. You can't stop doing what you're trying to do. God is going to make a way.
Yes, sir. Well, man, I appreciate you coming on tonight, man. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you, Orlando.
God bless you, brother. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go back to Brother Pierre Lott right quick, man. I know he got a little something to say for tonight. Go ahead and shoot from the hip, Pierre. All right, he probably had us on mute then. It's all good. He might be busy. All right, well, nonetheless, man, I appreciate you all tuning in to Kingdom Talk Radio, man, every week. And, you know, this year especially, man, this show is going to be really heavily geared to our living. I mean, don't get me wrong, man, but, you know, we've been to church, and it's like we don't live, you know, according to God's word. We go to church and we, you know what I'm saying, we think that our job is done, but we got some influencing to do. Don't be defeated in the mind, man. Know that every thought that goes through your mind is precious in God's sight, but he's waiting for you to activate your faith. Will you? a quick prayer, man, and I got to play He Did It Again. Father God in heaven, we come before you. We thank you for being who you are in another edition of Kingdom Talk Radio. We thank you for the ones that continue to support. Lord, as we continue to go forward, we ask that your mandate and your mindset stays on our plate at all times, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to bring your people closer together spiritually, mentally, and physically, oh God. Lord, we pray for every household, every family that continues to support and listen. We pray for every pastor, every leader that's out there pushing forward your mandate. Lord, we pray for this nation as a whole. We pray for the ones on the inside, and we pray for the ones that are on the outside. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Always remember, y'all, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith without works is dead. It's Tony Dyson signing off for Kingdom Talk Radio. Until next Tuesday, we'll be back. Know that I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Let's jam this song one more time to end the show. God bless you.
Remember, you have to remember what God said, and not what life has shown. You got to remember what God has said, and not what life shows.
Situation got me stressed, but Lord, I know you got a blessing. Or could just be another lesson, but either way, I get the message. Cause I know how I feel to be brought high, I know how I feel to be brought low. Lord, help me trust you when my pocket's full, help me trust you when I'm flat broke. Cause I remember we ain't have a car, I remember had to ride the bus. Then you came in blessings with a car. Time and time again, looked out for us. Cause I done been without a jet, and I done been without clothes, and I done been without a crib, and I ain't had a place to go. But with Travis Green, yeah, you made a way. I was thinking just the other day, when we had nothing in that bitch's brain. You came and put food on my dinner plate. Made a way of escape, stole a car, hit me, did a 360 on the interstate. I should be sleeping in my bed, gotta give you thanks each and every day.
What more can I say? Lord, I give you thanks. Yeah, you showed me grace. And you made a way. What more can I say? Lord, I give you thanks. Yeah, you showed me grace. And you made a way. You did it again.
Over and 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 over